Ein Poiskin Janus Lisha. You don't have to give wine to a lady. Paistos, a lady is not supposed to drink wine. Rashi says Girsa should be Yizain Bezdin Poiskin Janus Lisha. Rashi says, why Shayayin Magilo Letaivas Tashmish? Because if an Isha, woman, if a lady drinks wine, or just make a little shikin, she'll go to have Tashmish Tavznus. Samara says, V'yim Taimu, maybe you'll ask me a question as a Pasik that says, Elucha Achra Mayavai, Noisni Lachmi Umeimai, Tsumri Yapishti Shmoni Ushkuyei. That says, Mashmish, she'll go after the person that loves her, like a husband, that gives her her bread, her water, her tzemer, the wool, the pishtim, the flax, shimni ma'oil, ushkuyei, pasha mashma things that she drinks, strong drinks, mashma, the husband does give her wine. So Mora says, no, what it means is, dvorim she'isha mishtakepes alayim, things that a lady really wants to have. Well, ma ninu, what are these things that she really wants to have? Tachshitim, it means her jewelry. So ushkuyei just means her jewelry, her husband has to give her jewelry. Nachnami wine, he's not supposed to give her. Now, Dorish Rabbi Yehuda Ishkva Nevira, Rabbi Yehuda, a person from this place called Nevira, the Yarmulon, and some say Ishkva Nofer, the name of the city he came from was Nafer, Chayil, the city was called Nafer Chayil, that Minah Yin Shein Poiskin Yenis Leisha, how do we know this? That you're not supposed to supply a lady with wine. Shinemar Apostle says, Vatokom Chana, and Chana got up. Acharei achila b'shila, after she got finished eating in shila, v'acharei shosa, and after mashmi he got finished drinking. Tzadiki shosa, he was drinking, her husband, v'loi shosa, it doesn't say they were both drinking. Mashma chana, she, the lady, was not drinking wine. For the Gemara, why do you make such a diik, elo meyativ, so? The pasuk also says, ochlo, mashma only she was eating, v'loi ochlo, he was not eating also. Like you see, you can't make a diik. Samur says, Hochinami, it's like a Hochinami. Like, is this what you want to say? Is it possible to say they both weren't eating? Samur says like this, it's like a true. But rather, Anan, Midishoni, Krobidibure, Kamrinan. My dear is from this Pasuk, the Chana was not drinking wine, only a husband, because since the Pasuk changed around the way he was talking. Called Midimishani Kroh, since the Pasuk changes it around, Vidibura from the language the way he was talking. Why? Nichti Bigavo Kosik. We're talking about Chana, we're talking about her. Fiyosi. So my time, Shani, how come it changes now? Talk about Russian Zohar like. Shmamina Shosa Vulay Shosa. It means to tell us that as far as the drinking goes, only your husband was drinking and not her. This is the proof that a lady is not supposed to drink wine. Meisve have a kash like this. It says, Regila, if she's used to drinking, Neisnen law, then the husband does have a chiyuv to give his wife wine. So Gemara says, Regila Shani, where she's used to it, then you're supposed to give it to her. So Rashi says, Kivon diene chidishlo, it's not something new to her. Kvadosha, but she's used to it. Veinem azich liba, doesn't change her heart. So such a lady that's used to drinking wine, and wine doesn't mean anything to her, then it's only like a good drink, so therefore her husband has to give it to her. Diyama Rabbi, Diyama Rab Chimino, Bar Kana, Omar Shmuel, that regila, when a lady is used to drinking wine, and it doesn't affect her, Noisna lo koisechot, then you are supposed to give her one cup of wine. Shein regila, let's say she's not used to drinking, Noisna lo shnei koisis, then you give her two cups of wine. For the Gemara, my Kama, what are you saying? Like, it doesn't make any sense. If the lady that's used to drinking, you only give her one cup, how come the lady that's not used to drinking, you give her two cups? How could that be? Some Rabbi, Abaye says, Ofi Kama, this is what the Gemara means to say. Regila bifnei baila shnei koisis. If she's used to drinking wine, and she's also in front of her husband, then you can let her drink two cups of wine. Like, since the husband is there, he'll watch her, we're not afraid anything will happen to her. But shaloi bifnei baila, let's say she's not in front of a husband and she wants to drink wine, noisun la kaisechet, then we only give her one cup of wine. Since she's used to it, it won't affect her that much, and therefore it's okay to drink it even without a husband. Mashenkin ainu regila, let's say a lady that's not used to drinking wine, then bifnei baila is ela kaisechet. Then if she's in front of a husband, if her husband is there, then we're allowed to give her one cup of wine. But shalai bifnei baila, when she's not in front of a husband, then alohariz, they noisna lo kolikin, not supposed to give her any wine at all. because such a lady, we're afraid that she'll be Maziach Daitoy, and she maybe want to have Tashmish with somebody. The boy is saying another Teretz is like this. I'll tell you, Regila, a lady that's used to drinking wine, then we give her wine, Rashi says, Lahatim Tavsha, like at the end of the meal, or to make the food taste good, then we could give her wine. The Yom Rabbahu Rav Yechanan, it once happened a story with the daughter-in-law of this big usher, this big rich person, that the Gemara in Gittin talks about him, and the Gemara later will talk about him, Nakdima Ben-Gurion. He was one of the three rich people in Yerushalayim. She'poskulu ha-chachomim sosayin yayin letzike kedera mi'era Shabbos le'era Shabbos. The Chama Paskin that her husband has to give her sosayim, two saws worth of wine, letzike kedera, that she could eat it with the food she's drinking to make her food taste good from one era Shabbos to another era Shabbos. So mashmir, if they're drinking it for the tzike kedera with the food to make the food taste good, then it's all right. Then they won't get shikar either. But if they start want to drink the wine because of wine that they get like high, then you shouldn't give them wine at all. So that's another teretz. There's a difference when and why they're drinking the wine. If it's just to make the meal taste good, part of the meal, then it's all right. But if it's like after the meal, just to have the strong drink, then they should not have it. So they said that's the way all Jewish girls like Shemi Zaychet have, like Avrocha, like, just like the daughter-in-law of Nakdima Ben Gurion had such a big amount of food to eat, and that's why she needed so much wine for Tzika Kedera, every Jewish girl should have like that also. And the Gemara says, though, but Tana, it was learned that Shemeros Yavim Hoysa, she was a Shemeros Yavim. In other words, her first husband died, and the brother now came to marry her. So therefore, B'lo Onur Achrei Mamin. On this case, Chum did not answer back and say, Omen, like it should be true. Like even though in one way he's saying a bracha, that all Jewish girls should have so much wine and so much food to eat, but they didn't want to say Omen, because not everybody should be like her, that her first husband died, and the brother and the second brother had to marry her. Another one says, Tana will not like this. Kois echod yofelisha. If a lady drinks one cup of wine, it's okay, it's good. Shnayim nivelu. If she drinks two cups of wine, it's not nice for her. Snivel, it's not a nice thing for her to do. Shloisha, if she drinks already three cups of wine, then tevas pater, like she'll become immoral already, and she'll even go over to men and be tevay, says she wants to have tashmish, she wants to live with you. A good kumish go to her husband also, but kopon, it's not nice for Nisha to do this, and if she gets so high already, she'll be tevas pater, she'll ask to have to live with her husband with her mouth. Arbo, if she drinks four cups of wine, then afilu chamor tevas b'shuk v'yena makpedis. If she drinks four cups of wine, she'll be so shikha that even if she meets a donkey in the street and wants to live with her, she'll be maskim. She won't know the difference. V'yena makpedis, she won't be makmid, it won't bother her to live with a donkey. Right, Omar Rabbi says, lo shonu elishen b'al ima. This is only if her husband is not there to watch her. Then she should not drink more than one cup of wine. But let's say your husband is with her, then less lunbo, then it doesn't make that much of a difference. Then she could even drink three or four cups of wine, and the husband is there to watch her, nothing will happen. The whole case before we started out was the Rai from Chana. It says Chana was eating a mash, but she was not drinking, she didn't drink wine. Her husband Akana was there with her, so how come she didn't drink wine? And the Gemara, the husband was there with us, how come she didn't drink wine? There they were not in their own house, they were a guest by Eli, by the Beis HaMikdash there. So therefore, since they weren't in their own house, on the Beis HaMikdash, but the Kopan, they were there in the base, therefore, there were guests there, therefore it's not nice for to drink wine there. The Yomara Funafuna says, Minayin Leachsanoi Shosabatashma Shamita. If somebody is visiting by somebody else's house, you're a guest in somebody's house, you're not supposed to live with your wife there in the guest in the person's house. Shinema the Pasik says, Vyashkimu Baboika, they got up in the morning, Vaishtachlofne Hashem, Vyashuba, Vyavoyway base El Basam Hermosa. Vyedel Kones Chana Ishtoi. Mashrum, when they came home, that's when Achana first lived with his wife. Before, when they were a guest by somebody else, they did not live together. When they came home, then they lived together. So therefore, if you're an achsanoi, if you're a guest by somebody else there, it's not nice to drink wine, because even though your husband is there, but some nice to have tashmish with your husband either there. Right, it's brought down the ikatam is because the sheets become dirty. It's not nice for the guest to see it. Of his man is there, if they're careful, if they have a towel there, if they can make it, there's nothing's nicker on the sheet or their special sheets, then it would be all right. Moreover, Chuma did they sue the Abaye. Chuma was Abaye's wife. Asur lekaim the Rava. She came in front of Rava. Omrulo, she said to him, possibly mizoni, as I want you as bezdin to make up sack how much mizonis I get. Mashma husband died, and she wanted to collect mizonis now from the assignment. So you like the bezdin, make up a psak how much mizonis I should get. Is postaklo, she made up how much they have to feed her. Postakli chamra, so she said, don't you give me wine. Omale, so Rava said back, Yodana babe in Achmenid lehevishasi chamra. I know that like your husband Abaye did not used to drink wine, so Mustama he didn't give you wine either. You're not used to drinking wine. We do not have to give you wine. Omrullah Chayyid Damar Dehavi Mashkali Bishufrazi. No, like I swear in his life that he used to drink a lot of wine. Bishufrazi means like in this horn. Kihai, in this amount of wine we used to drink. Bahadi de Komachvili. Now wow, wild, Khumra. Abaye's wife was showing Rava how much wine she used to drink. Is his Bahadi de Komach Bile, while she was showing to Rava Igla Dora, that her dress by the arm came up a little bit and it was uncovered her Dora, it was uncovered her sleeves, her arms. Is not from the Hurava Vedina, it like it was lit up in the Bezdin. So come Rava, vice place that Rava saw her like an uncovered part of her, and he had a little bit tighter because of that. So therefore, come Rava, Rava got up, all of this, he went home, and Tova Labasov Chizda, his Rava's wife was the daughter of Rav Chizda. So he went to his wife to say, let's live together. In other words, vice says Rava was afraid that maybe Chizda sees there because of that, because since he saw the Isha Sabaya, so he went home now to live with his own wife. They shouldn't come to any chet of having a tzoros el about Allah. So Omrulei, Basra Chizda, so his wife, the daughter of Chizda, said to Rava, Man hevi yidim beveidina, who was there in Bezdin? Like how she saw something was fishy. Now all of a sudden Rava came home and said, let's live together. So she figured something must have happened. So she asked Taka Rava, who was there in the Bezdin today? Omalo, so he said back, Omalo, Chumia. So Rava said, Yishno Chumiya Devesu Dabaya, that she was in Bezdin today. So Nofka Abasra, so now Rava's wife went out after the wife of Abaya, Machtalo the Kulfi, she like hit her with a stick, Yeshida Adiafkale Mekulu Mechuza, till she like drove her out of the whole town, she drove her out of the town. Rashi says, Bemanol Shalagas, with a manol of a wooden shoe, she went out to get her. So Omrullah, so Rav's wife said to Abaye's wife, Katalta Lucho Tlosa, you already killed your three husbands. Rashmi, she was married three times, and all the husbands three times, the husband died. The Asta Lemikta Lachrini, and now you want to go and kill another one, like you want my husband to die. So that's what Rav's wife did to Abaye's wife. Baita Deveisua the Rav Yosef Rei the Rava, the wife of Rav Yosef, the son of Rava. Ostla Kaimadra of Nechemia, prayed Rav Yosef. She also went in front of Nechemia, prayed Rav Yosef. Omrulei, she said to him, Psukli Mazoini, stand the same thing, her husband died, and she wanted to collect now Mazoinis from Yisaimim. So she told him, make up sack, make up how much Mazoinis I deserve to get. Is Postaglo, so they made up. Postagli Chamra, so then she said, how come you're not giving me any wine? Is Postaglo, Itaka gave her. Omalokos, he said like this. Yodana b'hu b'vnei mechuz b'shasi chamra, because I know in the town that they drink a lot of wine there. So we had one test before when they were gila, when they used to drinking wine, then we could give them wine. Did they sue the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef's wife, prayed the Rabbi Menashe, Midvil, from this place of Devil, is also the kind of the Rabbi Yosef. So she came in front of Rabbi Yosef. And normally she said to him also the same question that possibly Mizoni, I want you to make up how much Mizoni I'm going to receive to like to support me. She's like, he was the best, then she made up how much Mizoni could she get. Is possibly, so he made up how much she deserves. Pasuk lichamer, she also asked, how come you're not giving me any wine, give me wine, is Pasuk lo. He says, okay, and he made up not to give her wine also. Pasuk lo shiroi, she says, I want some silk also. Omer lo shiroi loma, what do you need silk for? Omer le lecho lechavrcho ulechav rurcho. In other words, Shagrashi says, she wanted to dress nicely, to be respectful, just like Vice says she was respectful before, so she didn't want to become Namavuza, but be disrespectful by the people. Therefore, she wanted to have Vice says Shiroyim of silk the same way she had before. Right, and then the Mishnah says, your wife, her husband has to give his wife, for Noisin lo, Mitiat, give her bed, or Mafets, and the cushions, for the more Mafets, or Machzalos Lomelo. Why does she have to have two things? Mashmo like a mattress and reeds and mats. What does she need two for? Lomlo de yoivlo. How can I give her both? Amaratopo, the ask for the nihigi, the maliapuria, the chavli, the mavagrilo. It's a place that the bed itself was made out of straps, like. So you can't lie on the straps to hurt yourself. Therefore, first you have to have a mattress, and you have to have a mat also. That's why you have to give her both. But it could be other places that the bed itself you could sleep on, you don't have to give her a special mattress. Tana Rabbanan would not like this. A noisnin lo kar uksos. You don't have to give her like a pillow and a cushion. Mishum Reb Nosson Omru, Reb Nosson says no. In the name of Reb Nosson, said over, noisnin lo kar uksos. You do have to give her the pillow and cushions. Mahechi Dami, what's the case talking about? Idi Orcha, that was her normal way of living, that she used to having pillows and cushions. My time of the Tanakama, how come a Tanakama says you don't have to give it to her? If she's used to it, you have to give her what she's used to. Vidu lo urcha, if she's not used to it, my time with Rab Nosna, how come you have to give it to her? Lo tzricha, we're talking about like this. Regarding the urcha di day, v'lav urcha di do, where the husband was used to using these pillows and cushions, but she was not used to. This is the machlag, Tanakama, sovor, omalo, ki azilna shakilnulhu. The Tanakama says like this, that Omalo, the husband, could tell her, Ki Azil, no, when I go away, Shakunulu, I'm going to take it with me, because you're not used to it, just me. So when we're not going to sleep together, like, I'll take it with me. The Ki Asino, when I come to you to live together with you, my Sinolo, true, then we'll live together, so it's not nice that I should have and you don't have, then I'll give you. My Sinolo, by day, I'll give it to you. If we have nothing, so no, Omalo, she could say, Zimna, the Misrami, Ben Ashmoshes. Like Mash, we're talking about in the Mishnah, Yemashra Deishlish, means the husband is away the whole week and he only comes home for Shabbos. So she could say, sometimes you're going to come home by Ben Ashmoshes, for the Motzis Maisilo, and you won't be able to bring any pillows or cushions on Shabbos. For Shakalta Lididi, and you're going to take away mine, or Maginis Lealari, and make me sleep on the floor. Therefore, she has a right to say, no, you have to give me the mats and the cushions. So therefore, let's say even though she has her own cushions or so, still the husband has to give it to her. Give her another pair, like. So even a case where the husband comes and doesn't have his own, she'll have like two pairs, she'll have an extra pair of cushions for him also. Right, then the Mishnah says, V'naisim lo kapa. You have to give her like a covering for her hair. Oma leirav popol abaya, popol setra abaya. Hai tano, this tano, like the tano of our Mishnah, shliach hatloy.